This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The death toll on the mainland from Typhoon Sotolor has hit 17. Five others are still unaccounted for. New estimates put the cost of the storm at some 8 billion yuan. Over 100,000 hectares of crops in Zhejiang, Fujian, and Jiangxi have been damaged by the storm. Sotolor rolled into the mainland late Saturday after plowing through Taiwan earlier in the day, leaving six dead on the island. At its height, the typhoon was packing winds of nearly 300 kilometers per hour while generating power in the western Pacific, making it the largest storm of the year. French officials on the island of Reunion say no new materials connected to missing flight MH370 have been found on the island since a wide-scale search began on Friday. Officials do say they will continue scouring the island for any more wreckage connected to the missing flight. Authorities on the island, located just east of Madagascar, ramping up the search for MH370 wreckage after a piece of the plane's wing was discovered on the island earlier this month. MH370 disappeared in March of last year on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board. Two-thirds of the passengers are Chinese nationals. The United Nations is calling for a meeting with North Korea's military. This follows a landmine explosion last week in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, which severely injured a pair of South Korean soldiers. General Koo Hong-mo, with South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, says they're continuing to pin the blame on North Korea. There has been no official response from the North Korean side. South Korea's military says the area where the mine exploded had already been swept, suggesting it would be impossible for mines planted elsewhere to have drifted due to rain or shifting soil. The DMZ, created at the armistice, which ended the fighting in the Korean War in 1953, one of the most heavily mined areas in the world. An operator of a Beijing subway line has been ordered to pay $3,400 to a passenger who suffered a broken rib after being shoved on a train in 2013. Passenger was shoved by another passenger. Passenger suing the Beijing Mass Transit Railway Corporation after the victim failed to find the person responsible. A Beijing court has ruled that because only three employees were on the platform at the time of the accident, the station in eastern Beijing was undermanned and should be held partly responsible for the person's injuries. The station in question, Sehui, is a transfer station on Beijing's east-west line number 1 and is notorious for being overcrowded during rush hours. Japan has restarted a nuclear reactor this Tuesday morning. It's the first restart of a nuclear reactor following the 2011 Fukushima meltdown. The Sendai plant was given the nod to reopen in July of last year. The Fukushima meltdown prompting the temporary closure of Japan's commercial reactors over safety concerns. Authorities in Myanmar have decided to completely relocate the city of Hakha in the country's remote northern region over concerns about landslides. Around 400 households, or around 10% of the entire town, is going to be moved out initially. Monsoon rains this year have caused numerous landslides in the region, leaving thousands homeless and dozens of people dead. 43 people have been killed and 69 others wounded in two separate car bombings in the Iraqi province of Diyala. One of the attacks has taken place in the provincial capital Bakuba, leaving 35 dead. The other hitting a security checkpoint, leaving 8 others dead. Diyala province stretches from the east edges of Baghdad to the Iranian border. It's long been a stronghold for al-Qaeda. It's also the hotbed of the insurgency and sectarian violence after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. A number of protesters have been arrested after jumping barricades around a courthouse in St. Louis, Missouri, during a march to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the killing of Ferguson teenager Michael Brown. Brown's the young man shot and killed by a white police officer a year ago, which sparked outrage across the United States. A state of emergency has once again been declared in Ferguson, Missouri, after a drive-by shooting on Sunday. Police officers in the St. Louis suburb have also come under attack as part of the demonstrations. Britain's Information Commissioner's Office has launched an investigation into a cyber attack on Carphone Warehouse, which has the personal information of some 2.4 million customers. The attack was discovered last week. It's affected the division of Carphone Warehouse that operates or provides services to several websites. The company is now contacting all of its customers who might have been affected to inform them and provide advice. Carphone Warehouse has also hired a cyber attack expert to investigate the breach. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.